Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Monday night on the grid. A new week of CNL. 844-843-6879 is the number. As we have, it's weird. We've been saying for weeks how it's such a busy night and we have so much going on and we got this playoff game, and we got that playoff game, and NBA, and NHL, and tons of baseball, and blah, 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 blah. Guess what? No playoff game until Thursday. We got baseball, and we got a lot of previewing, and it's almost time, and it's Joe's favorite time of the year. When you flip to the football previews, baby, you start looking ahead to the football. It's almost there, Joe. Joe can smell it. I know he can. We're good to have you with us on a Monday night. We got the golf, too. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football. The one, the only. Really upset that he had to move this week, and he's still not over it. Go! Ferda to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What up, Carver? I'm a little in disarray here. It's okay.
Well, look, Joe, there's nothing worse than moving. It's just it is absolutely brutal. It is. And I don't care if it's a situation like yours, when I move a bunch of kids, like it's torture no matter what the scenario is. It's torture, Joe.
So, quick question. This is how I started my day, okay?
Oh,
I'm in like a townhouse development, right? You know. And I threw out an old chair. And I had my phone in the other hand, right in the dumpster. I had to go knee-deep into the dumpster at 9 o'clock in the morning, okay? That's how I started the day, okay? I wanted to put my foot through something. You have no idea. So, I haven't even had a chance to let the Dallas Stars loss and McDavid, that unbelievable hump that comes through again in the clutch and put the dagger in us on Saturday night or Sunday night, whatever it was. I mean, you want to talk about that. So I was already fuming with that. And then to start with that today was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, understandable, Joe. And we will get into that at some point because, man, that was brutal the way the Stars went out.
You called it, though. You called it 2 nights ago. You're like, they're dead and buried. I actually thought they had a shot. But the way they played, I guess, at home, you just thought they were toast.
You believe they only had 10 shots on goal, Edmonton, and they won the game? They had 10 shots on goal, and they won the game.
Yeah, well, when McDavid scores, that's what happens.
It just really, we had so many things tied to Dallas in the hockey. Oh, just so many things. I lost like half my really good Maverick tickets for this NBA final because of that. It was just.
Yeah, I know. Don't tell me about it. Tell me about it.
And now I'm in this spot where I really don't have much. I mean, I got a little bit of Florida exposure. I got nothing on Edmonton. I just completely faded them, thinking there was no way they'd get here.
You know what's going to happen now, right?
This. It's just
right,
awful.
We haven't had a Canadian team win since, like, what,
1993?
So that was the what? The Canadiens? What?
When the Canadiens beat Gretzky and the Kings. That's right.
Okay, so well, look at me. Maybe I'm the encyclopedia of hockey.
Why is that?
They're going to probably win it now. Watch. The Canadian team now. Because that was been built up. Oh, there hasn't been.
Well, it's an interesting. It doesn't seem like a sexy matchup. Like when you think about it, you're like Florida and Edmonton. God, like you're from a. It just doesn't have like a sexy appeal to it. But if you dig a little deeper, Joe, I mean, you have the best player in the league, who needs like guys like Connor McDavid need to win cups. I'm saying, you know, I got a plural there, Joe. Like more than one, to really. Stand head and shoulders above everyone else because he has the regular season numbers and accolades. He has all that already in his early career. But you got to get that first one. And you have that on one side. And then on the other side, you have this Florida team that went all the way to the finals last year. They're only the third team, I think, Joe, in the last 50 years to lose in the final and then come back and make it the next year in the NHL because it's such a hard thing to do. That are they going to use that experience from last year to push them over the edge? Does McDavid finally win? You know, win in his first time in a final. There's some interesting storylines, despite the fact that it's like Edmonton and Florida. Ugh, that's not pretty on paper when you think about it. But
no, it's not. It's not
no direct pretty. Flights either, Joe, from Fort Lauderdale or Miami to Edmonton. I know you'll see a lot of belly aching about that from the media over the next 2 weeks. See a lot of belly aching.
All right, well, it is what it is. I mean, you know,
3,000 miles between them.
That is a killer, though.
That's a big commute, Edmonton to Fort Lauderdale.
That is a killer.
Because that arena is really closer, Joe, to the Fort Lauderdale airport than the Miami airport. It's a little further up. You'd rather fly.
Yeah, I'm looking. What do you want to get involved in? Let's get involved.
All right, let's go. So, GC, this is it. We did 6 minutes on that. Joe's got the itchy finger here. He needs to get moving. I just saw Austin Hayes hit a homer for Baltimore. It's now 5-2 in that. You got to be kidding me. This guy, Vlad, hits one. I played Vlad yesterday, Joe, to hit a homer.
Yeah.
And I'm watching. I got the game on. He just hit a homer now. I mean, you cannot be serious here.
Now Baltimore's going to break out after they cost me against the Rays. I'm going up and away in Colorado. The Reds, you want to go De La Cruz for two home runs? I'm going as high as they can go.
You know who I like for a home? Look at this guy, dead center, too. He hit this ball. Oh,
who?
My God.
Who?
Vlad.
I'm going yard, 15 and a half.
Let me tell you who I like in that Cincinnati game. This is who I want. I already played him. We're playing Spencer Steer to homer. Spencer Steer. Ellie's been cold.
You want to take the over in Toronto? 11 and a half? It's 5-2.
In the fourth, right? They're scoring runs.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over. Why not?
Ball's flying out here.
I think they switched the balls, Carver. The balls are switched.
Yeah, you know, I thought that on Saturday, too. Remember I sent you all those charts and graphs about that? And then I got hit over the head with a mallet on Sunday, Joe. Nobody hit any homers on Sunday. I had a big problem.
Yeah, but you can't use Sunday as the game. It usually starts on a Monday. So if the trend is going to continue or going to start up, it's going to start on the Monday. So I'm going in over Toronto and over in Colorado. And I altered it up to 15 and a half. I'm going in. Both feet. That's it. I'm aggravated. And when I'm aggravated, I'm impulsive. So there you go.
So you're alting that up to 15, the Colorado game?
15 and a half and 11 and a half in game total. That's it. I've had enough. I'm totally frustrated.
I've had enough, Joseph.
I've had enough. I'll tell you what. I'm thinking about going yard in Giants in Arizona over the 9, too. I like the Giants there, plus 116 on the road.
I'll tell you, Joe, I got absolutely smashed in the golf this weekend, too. I mean, smashed.
Who won?
I had a rough Bobby Mack.
Bobby Mack
won.
Where did
Bobby McIntyre?
He hit the road.
He finished like 20th.
How does that happen?
First round leader. The guy just can't close. It's just
he's gutless.
He's real gutless. There are a few guys that really let me down on Sunday. I could have had a huge week, and it just all fell apart at the seams very quickly. But we get back on the horse, Joe. We got the Memorial this week, so let's go. Elevated event.
Elevated.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're just getting going on a Monday night. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Here he is, XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Monday night. All right, Joe, here's the full rundown of what's happening. Here's what we have tonight on the live board on Carver and Lisi. Phillies lead the Brewers 3-0. They're in the bottom of they're moving to the seventh now. Brewers have been hot, too. They won 5 in a row. But they were facing Wheeler tonight. Tough ask. The Nationals just took the lead on the Mets 4-3 in the top of the fifth. They took the lead in the bottom of the fourth on a Joey Gallo homer. The Mets, though, have the bases loaded, Joe, with one out. Down 4-3. Look at that total, Joe, up to 12.5. And there's seven on the board with three on the bases.
I know. I'm aggravated because they broke out against the Diamondbacks.
They broke out maybe a little offensively, but didn't they lose 2 out of 3, or did they end up winning two out of three?
Saying they won that first game 10-9.
Right, they tried to blow that game.
Right, but what I'm saying, forget wins or I'm talking totals. That's all I care about.
I know, you don't care who wins the game. You're looking for runs. You want to go up.
I mean, only team I really care about that wins is Toronto. You know, they were on a little bit of a heater, and they ran headstrong into Pittsburgh. That smashed them 8-1.
Well, they're down 5-2 here in the bottom of the fifth.
I want to jump on them. Come on, let's jump.
Plus 640, huh?
Yeah, come on. Let's
go.
Let's
you can have fun. Go ahead. I don't mind.
How you say that. I'm gone.
Don't
one
tell
day
me, Seager. Who hit this homer? Don't tell me this. Who hit this homer for Texas? Semien or Seager? Oh, Joe, I'm not going to be happy here.
Let's take them plus 3.5 runs. Cardinals. Was it Goldschmidt?
It was Alec Burleson. Cards up 1-0 as they get the Burleson homer here in the top of the first. I think there's going to be a lot of runs in that game, Joe, that Cardinal-Houston game.
You know what? I'm with you. And you know what? Let's put it with the – I think there's going to be Arizona. They're going to be knocking the cover off the ball. Literally.
I think they're going to be knocking.
And did you see that with the cover coming off the ball?
No.
You didn't see it with the Dodger game? I thought the cover came off the ball in one of the games Friday or Saturday night. Forget it. I don't know. Forget it. I don't know anything.
I have no idea. I really don't. I'm not even playing with you right now. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm tired of you. I love
you're
it.
Tired of me?
Yeah.
The hell did I do? 2-0 Cardinals. 2-0 Cardinals.
Nothing.
Gorman
2-0.
With a homer now too.
Yeah. All right.
How
so
about that?
You have no confidence in Big Bad Vlad, huh?
I got no confidence in Big Bad Vlad.
640 money liner.
640 money liner. I'm not in on that. Like you said, let's just stick with the totals. Like, why do you want to dabble in who's going to win the game?
I just took them 680 in a parlay.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Partridge in a pear tree parlay.
All right, so 1-0 Rangers. Marcus Semien homer to start that game off. Balls are flying here, Joe. You might be right. Cardinals with 2 homers in the top of the first from Burleson and Gorman. They lead the Astros 2-0. Verlander getting lit up. The Reds and the Rockies start in about 20 minutes. Only 2 late night games, Joe. Padres and Angels in Anaheim with Waldron and Anderson, and the Giants and the Diamondbacks in Arizona. Miller and Nelson will be the starters there. That's a hefty 9-2, Joe. There could be some runs in that game, that Giant Diamondback game.
I said that. I took it.
But you altered it, right? Man, is this another homer? Gunnar Henderson to the track. He almost hit another homer.
Yeah, balls are flying, Carver. This is it.
Get involved. Tater time.
They want right, everybody so involved. Tater time.
In terms of live action, Joe, that's pretty much where we're at in terms of any live action that we have. Unless we got, obviously there's no French Open. Hockey doesn't start till Saturday. The basketball doesn't start till Thursday. Oh, we have. Are you in on the college baseball, Joe? There's like a bunch of elimination games there.
Usually I get into it, Carver. I'm not into it right now.
LSU leads North Carolina 3-2 in the seventh.
Shocker. Shocker. LSU.
UConn and Oklahoma playing at 9 o'clock East.
Shocker.
For LSU, a trip to, I guess, the Super Regionals is where you go if you win this game. Super Regional. College Station Super Regional. Hmm. There you go, Joe. What was the... actually, I'm going to wait till later in the show. We need to get the... I need to get the tally for another homer. Reese Hoskins for the Brewers just homered.
Oh, the cover's coming off the ball.
Reese Hoskins back in Philadelphia with a homer.
They're using the Dudleys tonight. They're using the Dudleys.
Later on, we need to get the report from Matias on how it went with the UFC card on Saturday night.
Now, he texted me, I could tell you very well.
Well, he texted me the first three or four check marks, but I don't remember getting the last couple that we needed. So,
I gave me a parlay. Poirier got smashed. He told me Poirier got smashed.
Poirier got smashed in the fifth round. He got tapped out. He ran out of gas.
We smashed the UFC, boys. We smashed the UFC.
We smashed it, he says. We smashed it.
We smashed it.
Johnny Chalk.
We didn't hit the parlay.
No, we didn't hit the parlay. We didn't hit the parlay.
We got one wrong. We got one wrong, and that's the only pick I got wrong out of the whole entire fight card. It was a great fight card. We smoked it. And you know what? The chalk was right, Joe. I told you. It was a chalky card.
Yeah, I don't like those courts. Now, what happened with this McGregor? Why'd they cut his press conference or something? He was acting weird? What happened?
Probably wasn't in fit shape to go to it.
Something's going on, Joe. I'll tell you after the break.
Oh, tell us a little tease there from Matias.
Breaking news! Breaking
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM. Channel 159. So, yeah, Reese Hoskins, Joe, first game back in Philadelphia. Of course, he was with them for a long time. His first game back, he goes yardage there. And the Philly crowd loves him. Gave him a big wave.
Greetings and salutations from the city of brotherly love.
Now, I wanted to... I got a couple things I want to get to you here, but I'll let Matias finish this here. So what's the deal now? They were supposed to what? That UFC 303... McGregor and Chandler, is that one? That's supposed to be in Dublin, Matias? Did I get that right? That's where that fight's supposed to be?
No. That fight's in Vegas. But they
all right, so what, were they having a press conference in Dublin?
Yeah, they were having the press conference in Dublin. Michael Chandler was about to fly out. He did not fly out. He got the news that the conference was going to be postponed, and then it turned out to be canceled. I didn't hear anything else of it. There was a lot of speculation. A couple media, MMA media outlets actually just came out a few hours ago and said that there are reports that Conor McGregor is injured. They didn't specify exactly what, but he said that he's fighting with an injury, and who knows if he's going to fight on the 29th of June coming up here in 26 days.
Wow. Well, here's the thing. Now, I have said to both of you gentlemen several times, especially since this fight was announced, there's no reason for him to do any more of these UFC fights. There just isn't. He doesn't need to do them. He's got all the money in the world. He's in movies now. He sold his awful whiskey. You know, he doesn't need this. All this will do for him
is the whiskey awful?
It isn't awful, but it's like any other Irish whiskey. But here's the thing. He has all he can do now by getting back in the octagon is tarnish his legacy further than he has the last couple times he fought. I'm not wrong about that, Matias, right? All he could do is tarnish even further and add more losses onto his docket.
No,
he ain't gonna beat Chandler.
Right.
He's not gonna beat Chandler.
Yeah, his legacy went down when he lost to Dustin Poirier, not once but twice. You know what I mean? Like, part of his supreme reign when he started into the UFC was knocking out Dustin Poirier, a guy who was an up-and-coming, stunning type of fighter, a lot of hype, and Conor McGregor knocks him out in the first minute of the fight. And, you know, that's what made Conor so special. It's like, whoa, look what he just did to this guy. Oh,
there's no doubt there was a period of time where he was the peak. He was the top. I mean, who's the guy? Who'd he beat in like 8 seconds? Was that Aldo that he destroyed in 8 seconds? He beat Aldo in 8 seconds. He had the double titles. He did all that. There was no doubt there was a time period that he was top of the mountain, King Tut, at the UFC. And then he made a ton of money with that farce Mayweather fight. And it's all kind of been, you know, not needing to really do UFC fights anywhere. And let me tell you something. This whole I'm injured stuff, he didn't look injured at that party last week. He didn't look injured there.
No, he didn't. Right? No, and from my bald eye, it looked like he was doing extracurricular activities. He didn't just look a little wasted, you know what I mean? And, you know, he just posted this on X on Twitter just a little bit ago. In consultation with the UFC, today's press conference was canceled due to a series of obstacles outside of our control. I apologize to my Irish fans and fans around the world for the inconvenience and appreciate all of your passion and support. I can't wait to put on the greatest all-time show in the octagon. So he's kind of teasing that he's still fighting on the 29th here, boys.
Carver won't
watch. I don't believe he's going to fight on the 29th. And no, I won't be watching it.
It's almost like the Tyson-Jake Paul. Tyson and Jake Paul toast.
Yeah, that's finished too.
Tyson's got an ulcer.
Yeah, that's because he's 60 years old. That's why he has an ulcer.
Oh, stop. You know, stop hating the younger
Joe. 60-year-old guy should not be fighting in sanctioned boxing
matches. First of all, he's 57, Carver, okay?
Whatever, Joe. He shouldn't be fighting in a sanctioned boxing match.
He'd still put you down. Bam, bam, bam.
The only place where they should be sanctioning Mike Tyson to fight is like in Rocky V when Rocky fought Tommy Gunn out in the street outside his house. That's the only place where they're getting sanctioned to fight. He shouldn't be fighting in any real ring. He's 57 years old. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Joe, whatever, man. I mean, there's another long ball. Oh, no, that one's short on the track. Although Santander did homer tonight for the Orioles, Joe.
He was
one of my tater times. One of my tater times on Coast to Coast today. So we always like when we get those in. Hopefully we get a few more. It'd be good for the account, which took a beating this weekend.
I'm in trouble right now.
Between the golf, Joe, and the Stars losing, it was a bad weekend.
It's a bad weekend right now. I got Toronto in the over. I'm getting smashed. Can't even get five runs.
Things have slowed up there. Or shall I say they're moving quickly. The runs have slowed up. Suddenly, everybody's getting sat down here by Gossman.
I'm going.
Gotta pick it up, Joe.
I'm going up and away in Colorado. I might as well.
Colorado.
I'm gonna go for it. De La Cruz for a hit. This guy.
I took De La Cruz to homer, Joe.
Yeah, you on the homer.
I have Steer. Steer, De La Cruz, and Fraley.
To homer?
Yeah, separately. Not a parlay. Separately.
Let me see. To record.
Did you use the MLB SGP token tonight?
I don't know. Here we go. You ready? Yeah. De La Cruz to get it. Who could get a hit? Let's see.
Steer.
Where is he? What about this Candelario?
Heimer Candelaria? Yeah, why not? Yeah. It's Colorado. Everybody gets a hit. You get a hit. I get a hit. You get a hit. Everybody gets a couple, hit.
I like De La Cruz for the ribbies tonight.
I don't. How about stolen base?
Steals? Let's see. Runs, ribbies. Two ribbies. Let's go De La Cruz for two ribbies And let's go. You want to go Goodman for two ribbies?
No.
Why?
I'm not going anybody for two ribbies.
All right, here it is.
With this one.
You ready? Hunter Goodman for two ribbies. De La Cruz for two ribbies. Over 15 and a half. With the profit boost, it pays 60.43. I'm in. That's it. I went with the ribbies. Okay. Maybe I'll get it. Maybe I'll get smashed. Welcome back to the party.
Ribbies become a popular play. I know that DRS plays those all every day. I always see DRS tweeting out the big ribby parlays or round robin.
But I'm not a baseball guy. I just do it, you know, to like, you know what I mean.
You're not a baseball guy. You're a football guy, Joe.
Football through and through.
They give Justin Jefferson enough money today? What do you think?
Oh, you don't think he's worth it? Come on. He's an LSU Tiger. Come on.
He's going to have to earn it now with Sam Darnold and Jake and J.J. McCarthy.
On your team. You wish
he was there. Obviously. But what I'm saying to you is that he better keep those numbers up now that Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy are going to be the quarterback. That's
all. Doesn't matter who's throwing him the football. He's got hands of steel. He's like Spider-Man. It's just like stucco. They call him Spidey in the offseason. One-handed, no-handed. Him. See, you just don't like it because, like, now you got nothing to talk about. Your Keon Coleman's just like a flash in the pan right now.
How's he a flash in the pan? He hasn't played a game yet.
Yeah, he's a flash in the pan.
Yeah, I know. Sure. Loved the guy last year. You talked him up nonstop with Florida State. Keon Otis, Keon Coleman, and then he goes to the Bills. Now you just want to try to give me the business about it. I'm not taking it. I'm not falling for the
player.
Bait.
I don't know if he can translate to the next level.
He's 21 years old. He'll translate to the next level. Guy's a freak.
Oh, now he's a freak.
That's right. Steal the draft that late, getting him in the second round.
Steal of the draft. Here we go. It's almost like hanging out at the water cooler at the cocktail party. You know, your significant other goes for the food. You go wandering around. You wind up at the bar and you meet this guy Ed. All of a sudden, Ed says about Keon Coleman and Buffalo, and you go like this. He's so good. Isn't he, ain't he?
He's good.
See him? So good. He's just so good.
He is.
And then that's what you're doing. You're going with, you're like the sheep. You're going with the crowd.
I'm not going with the crowd.
Well, the crowd loves Keon Coleman.
No, you're talking him down. You and everybody else. You're bringing everyone with you. Piper. Encyclopedia College Football. Follow me. This guy's a hump. That's what you do.
I see. So I'm like, what are you trying to say? I'm like roaring kitty. I pump and dump like that. That's what they're saying about Kitty. Kitty's back. He's got a huge position. Matias knows he's buying calls. Buy him. The kitty's back.
Diamond hands, baby.
Diamond hands he's got. Kitty's back.
Yeah.
Guess who's back? Kitty's back. I heard, I don't know, maybe, I don't know. My contacts say he's in on the over in Colorado tonight. That could be. Colorado and Kitty, they go hand in hand. Gamble at your own risk.
Gamble at your own risk.
That's it. Gamble at your own risk. I'm not an advisor. You know that. I have a hunch. I think Colorado, we're going to see 17-14.
Talk in your position.
Talk in my position, because you never do that, right?
I never talk my position, no.
Oh, please. With the golf, you don't talk your position? When you start getting all chummy with Cam and Keith, walk the line, Stewart?
Read the line. Who do you like in the golf this week?
Let me see.
It's an elevated event.
No, you know how I love the elevated.
That means not many of the usual hacks are out there. There's a couple.
There's a couple. You got to find them. How did
Malnati 600-1? Malnati
first round leader. Listen, how did Joey Bramlett finish this past week?
He was like 40th.
That's not bad for him.
That's not bad for him.
All right, Pete Malnati. Hang on, first round leader. Yeah, I see.
They might not have that up yet, but...
No, they have round leader up.
Okay.
Hang on.
He's look. Go scroll. Here's. I'll give you a quick hint. Scroll all the way to the bottom.
See that? See, Carver,
that's not me being a jerk. That's just facts. Scroll all the way to the bottom. He's 120-1.
Wow. Wow.
Only 73 golfers this week. So, are you going to go in that pool with us? Are you going to go in that cut? Make the cut pool. Did you get that email?
From who?
I'll send it to you. Cam says something like that.
What about Griot? Little Argentinian with the big horn.
Griot, buck 10.
Not giving him any respect.
No respect. You got Chris Gotter up and get him down here. You got a few guys. Davis Riley's playing this week. Let's see if there's any more of your favorite. Oh, you know who won here? This is the. You know what tournament this is?
This is the
tournament, the Memorial, where 2 years ago Horschel was in the lead on Friday night going into the weekend, and I said he's not going to win. That's this tournament. He's on the board, 60-1 to win it. Billy Ho. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM. Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Monday night. All right, Joe, there's a lot going on, clearly.
Not nothing right now. 6-2, Baltimore. 6-2,
yeah,
well, Baltimore.
Hayes just hit his second homer of the game.
Charlie Hayes? Charlie?
No, Austin.
You said there's going to be a lot of runs in St. Louis. As soon as you said that, in Houston.
Well, I mean, they hit two homers in the top of the first inning. You know, I mean, what was I supposed to expect?
Can I get four runs?
I'm actually kind of annoyed that these guys haven't started teeing off on Kyle Gibson yet. I mean, geez, let's go. It is only the bottom of the second inning, Joe. I mean, can we get you made me think they're like flying through the game and there's four innings in. It's the bottom of the second. Let's relax. Let the game breathe a little bit.
You know, I don't like you being my coach.
Yeah, you do. You do like me being your coach.
Oh, like really?
It. Yeah, you like it.
Okay. All right.
You
I like
do like
you're
it.
My
Come
coach
on.
When, like, I'm on a hot streak. Then I don't mind you being my coach.
Okay.
Like, when I'm in a little bit, and you're like, come on, Joe, let's do it. Yeah, let's go. Come on, I'll go in. Great pick. I tailed you. It's when you start getting like you're like I tell you, like when you become like Boss Hogg, I can't stand you.
Boss Hogg? That ain't
Boss
right.
Hogg. You walk around with your nightstick.
Let me get a little feel here for the weekend. Did you get like a moving crew or did you do it all yourself?
No, half and half.
Okay.
But certain things needed to be done through, obviously, furniture and stuff like that. There were things that I did that just, it was like I was like a strong man, you know, like a strong man, you know. But now the one room that is not in order for me is the home studio. I got things everywhere.
Okay, but at least you plugged everything in. I mean, you're good to go here.
Yeah, well, we'll see how coast to coast goes tomorrow. Let's just keep an eye on that.
We'll see how it goes. I might save this for the second hour, actually.
Why? You got more stuff? What'd you get?
No, I got some football stuff for you.
You know I love the football stuff. Why? What happened? What are you laughing about?
I saw this quote from whatever. I mean, we got all the time in the world actually because there's no replay tomorrow. I saw this quote. Did you see that Joel Klatt say that Colorado as a, here it is, quote, there's a chance Colorado is competing to go to the Big 12 championship game.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
Well, you know he's a
grad. So, listen. That's all fine and good. I'm glad he's a grad. We're not doing this again this year, Joe. Okay, we're not going to do it. We're not going to sit here for the next 3 months and pump up Colorado football that they're going to do something special and everybody's going to go go waste all their tickets. Big Colorado to win the Big 12, Shador Sanders to win the Heisman, all these things. It's not happening, Joe. It's just not. That football conference now, I know they lost Texas and Oklahoma, but they gained a lot too.
Oh yeah.
That's going to be a fun little conference.
Favorite conference.
I know the SEC and the Big Ten are going to get all the hoopla.
Yeah, but they're gonna
that Big 12 is going to have some firework games in it.
And don't forget my Joey McGuire in Texas Tech. Don't forget him.
All right, the check's in the mail. Joey will send you another one tomorrow.
You see, I just don't like the way you do that, Carver. It's just really annoying.
Well, you pumped the guy up. I mean, win something.
The guy turned around. What do you mean? He's won two bowl games. What do you mean? He's won two bowl games.
I'm getting this for Coast to Coast tomorrow. This BetMGM tweet. Buffalo's 30-1 to win the Big 12. 26% of the bets are on Colorado. That's the most to win the conference.
You love
it. It's going to be nonstop pump up with Colorado, and
You were drinking the Kool-Aid. I mean,
because I took advantage of a great number.
Well, here we go.
I hit that bet by the end of September last year.
Here we go.
Took 3.5, right?
See,
over 3.5.
Like that. You see, when you, I took advantage of a great number. Okay, you did. Okay, great pick by you. But don't start. You're not Minnesota Fats here. You know, talking gambling with the. I took advantage of a great number. It's like, where's the 800 number, huh? Where is it? Pump it out. Was it a platinum play?
No, you only do that. We'll give you the platinum play for free.
Him.
They're underway in Colorado. Bottom of the first.
Come on. Up and away, Carver. Up and away.
I need more runs in this Baltimore-Toronto game.
And there's not even base runners. Not even base runners. What do you want to do?
I'm fine where I am right now. I got a lot of homers for tonight in a couple of these games.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good right now. Yeah, and I'm probably late night going to hit a couple more homers in this Padre Anaheim and Giant Diamondback game. We're going for a few more. I'd like to hit a couple first if I could before I go diving in for more. You know, Joe? I hate to just keep throwing logs on the fire. I'd like for a few to actually hit. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM, channel 159. Hey, so Joe, did you see all this? Did you see all this Caitlin Clark stuff over the weekend?
Yes, I saw. Well, I saw the video of her getting pushed down, and then I saw the talks today. Snippets of.
Well, did you
the
see
show.
How they didn't want to talk about it after the game? The
well,
player
nobody
that,
wants
that
to
hip
talk
checked
about
her,
it, right?
And,
I mean,
they were talking today, Joe.
Oh, everybody was talking today, Carver. I mean,
including Angel Reese.
Well, I mean,
of course, is on that Chicago team and kind of got up and started doing the cheerleading after Clark got hammered.
Right.
So this is a quote, Joe. Now, to be fair, I didn't listen to the whole clip yet. This is, of course, everybody takes the one money quote and just highlights it. So I'm going to be fair here. I did not see the entire context of this quote.
Okay, good.
But
lay it on.
The one that they put in the big headline is, quote, the reason why we're watching women's basketball is not just because of one person, it's because of me, too. I want you all to realize that. That was the Angel Reese quote today she talked.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, negative things have probably been said about me, but honestly, I'll take that because look at where women's basketball is. People that are talking about women's basketball that you never would think talk about women's basketball. I'll take the bad guy role, is what she's saying.
Well, she does take the villain role, and I understand that. And let's not forget, Angel and Caitlin have had a longstanding duel in back-to-back years, right? You know, the Angel wins the national championship 2 years ago. They meet in the semis, and Caitlin gets her revenge and then loses to South Carolina. So, you know, it's almost like that Bird, you know, Bird-Magic type of feud, right? I mean, now they were friends. I think there's a little more animosity here.
You know, see, I don't know if Caitlin Clark has a friend out there, Joe, to be quite honest with you, anywhere, including her own team.
Well, that's
so, that's
where we're at, though, Carver, isn't it? Isn't that where we're at? You know, like, it's like, oh, well, you know, I want the glory, meaning every other player, right? Why aren't I getting the bells and whistles and the roses
Correct.
And the bouquets?
That's clearly what she thinks she should be getting.
We resent everybody else that does get it. Now,
I got bad news for her, though.
Well,
there's a good chance no one would know who she is if she wasn't playing Caitlin Clark the last 2 years in the Final Four.
I totally understand that. But here's the other side of the equation. It's not like Caitlin Clark is some average ball player, okay? Mm. She is a phenomenal basketball player that sets scoring records throughout the NCAA.
Other players don't seem to think that matters.
Well, I agree with you, but that's where the disconnect is. And all the average people jumping on board, it's the same thing. Isn't it? Like, it's Caitlin Clark. You know, she got here because, you know, of who she is. That's not true. She got here because of her hard work and how she's played against elite competition for 4 or 5 years. I mean, I love Angel Reese. You know that. I mean, bottom line, I'm a Bayou Bengal lover. You know that. I come out and say it. Here it is. June 2024, I admit I'm a homer. Okay? But it is what it is. You're right. They wouldn't be getting the exposure. They wouldn't be getting the fanfare. But it's a double-edged sword. It's like they want it, but they don't like how they're getting it. That's what it is.
I just can't figure out why you'd be, you know, you have somebody who's coming to the league, whether you think they deserve it or not, they're bringing more eyeballs to your league, and they're bringing more money to your league, and they got you, basically, I mean, they'll never say it, but she's the reason probably they got charter flights now. You know, they got, you know, there's just, I don't know, I can't figure out why they're also don't want to give her the business. I mean, it's just...
Well, because, you know, because it's like, oh, you couldn't do that for me?
Right, yeah, I know.
You couldn't do that for me when I came into the league? Why, I wasn't good enough?
Nobody
Why
was
wasn't
watching.
I good enough?
Nobody was watching.
Well, but you see, but again, it, the problem is, right, is that you have a polarizing figure, okay, like Caitlin Clark at anything. I mean, look at every sport. Jordan, Tyson, you know. I mean, you want to talk Jerry Rice and Lawrence Taylor. They're all polarizing people. That's what Caitlin Clark was to women's basketball, no?
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We got another hour to go. We're back after this.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.